gentlemen, Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
The last thing the podcast world needs, three more idiots with a podcast. Too bad. We're here to debate the hottest topics of the week. Who will be today's biggest idiot?
I'm an idiot.
All right. Welcome, everyone, to another episode of the Idiots Podcast, a podcast about anything, everything, and nothing at the same time. A true miracle. We simply go where the tangent winds take us. I'm the host, the star of the premier idiot, Steve, and this is episode 18, our Thanksgiving edition. How about that? Hello to everyone out there, and hello to Bob and Mr. Italian Joe. How are you guys doing?
Doing good, Steve. How are you doing?
I'm doing, as you can tell, great.
Wow, peppy.
It's the holiday season. I love the holiday season. The holiday season is wonderful. It's all about friends and family and eggnog and going Christmas shopping and getting gifts and giving gifts, and it's wonderful. How do you like it, Bob?
It's a bah humbug time of the year for us. We actually we celebrate Festivus. I'm not
sure
joking.
Do.
We've done it the last 3 years. Al was there last
State
year. Hey,
grievances.
Al, you're invited again. Yeah, we have the Festivus poll. You have to air your grievances and give them up for the next year, which I refuse to do.
That just does not surprise me at all, Bob.
Why's that?
Because you are just a curmudgeon.
Well, I call it a realist.
You
but,
wake
okay.
up. You wake up on Christmas morning, and first thing you think about is how much you hate Donald Trump.
Yeah, that's it.
It'd be a good Christmas if it wasn't for that jackass.
Yeah.
Well, welcome back, guys. Kevin is not with us at the moment, but he is supposed to be coming in to the studio here in just a little bit because we miss Kevin. Don't you guys miss Kevin?
Miss Kevin. We need his sharp wit. Hey, we've got some competition in the podcast world. Conan O'Brien's new podcast launched this week. Just
an
FYI.
Boy. Oh, wow.
Yeah, we're in trouble. I mean, that could take our audience away.
Well, I hope he's ready for it because ready for us. We're continuing to evolve here. You know, now,
well, he's already got commercials, and he calls the commercials his help Conan pay for a beach house.
That's funny.
Yeah,
I love it.
He's
well,
good.
We're you know continuing to move along here and testing new things. And now that we have the capability, what we're going to do is start inviting people to be part of the podcast, specifically when it comes to our trivia.
Can you get Will Ferrell? Because he got Will Ferrell for his first guest.
I think I can get Fern Wilbert on next week.
You can't even make up a real name.
So if you out there listening are interested in competing in the Idiots Quiz, you got to contact us.
And Steve will give the winner $50.
Why not? I'll give $50. All right. Bucks. So what you got to do is you got to contact us and send us an email at contact@idiotspod.com. And just as Bob said, we'll have a $50 gift certificate to the winner of the trivia contest. Well, I'm not going to pay you guys, but if somebody calls in and wins, we'll send you a $50 gift certificate. And I think that would be kind of cool, especially for the Christmas season coming up, an extra $50. And there's a really good chance you'll get in the trivia contest if you contact us, because at this moment in time, I'd be surprised if anybody sends an email. So why don't you just go and shock us?
Odds are good.
Do friends and family members count, Steve?
Friends and family members absolutely do count. We need all the help we can get in getting people on this show. Okay, so with that said, Bob, do you know what time it is?
I'm guessing it's news headlines.
Time for news headlines! Okay, so... Bob, I appreciate you doing homework. I don't imagine that Joe has one headline at all ready to go.
Don't pay attention.
So, Bob, why don't you get it started for us today?
I don't know if you watched that Monday Night Football game last night.
Unbelievable.
Pretty amazing. Everyone's saying one of the best games ever.
Goff on first down. Everett in stride. Wow! Touchdown Rams!
And kind of was. It was not a lot of mistakes. That was a fun game, and the NFL needs more of that. And we're going to roll right into Thanksgiving, and we'll probably have like a 9-3 game with right. Dallas and whoever they're playing.
What do you mean not a lot of mistakes? There were a lot of mistakes, but they were exciting mistakes.
I mean, it was odd because it seemed like, oh, their defense played well, yet they gave up 50-whatever points each team.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, a couple of scores for 1D and one score for the other, and it was really, really a fun game to watch.
Yeah,
moved it from Mexico City, if you heard that. That was actually a late rescheduling because the grass was so bad in the stadium in Mexico City that the players wouldn't play there.
Do you think that was the real reason?
Yeah, I do. I do, because it was apparently there was a soccer game and there was some sort of carnival or something, so the turf was in pretty bad shape. And
okay,
it's their livelihood. Get an injury and it's trouble.
Okay. Yeah, it was a great game. If you're a football fan, even if you're not a football fan,
Cool. It's amazing. You look at what Goff went from being a guy who supposedly couldn't play to suddenly under McVay, he's an all-pro.
Yeah.
It's amazing the difference a coach makes. They thought he was going to be one of the biggest NFL busts ever in terms of first-round draft pick, and totally turned it around just because of the coach.
It's all about the scheme.
Yeah. You have that McVay. Talk about an amazing coach. He's got a clip during his press conference last night where he went through in his head the final drive.
He hits him on an out route. You look at when he let that thing go before Skandrick could flip his eyes around. And then Brandon runs after the catch. We had Tyler Higbee, Gerald Everett makes a play, and then he finishes it off with the touchdown. So it was a great job. They dropped the safety down in. He put it up and down, and then Gerald
That's awesome. I love listening to coaches, NFL coaches and players talk about their craft, you know?
Well, I was coming in, and he was trying to block me, and so what I did is I just kind of went underneath, and I gave him the swim move, and then I knocked him down on the ground, and I saw the ball come loose, and I picked the ball up, and I picked it, and I ate it with my... I shoved it under my face mask, and I started chewing on it I was running, and I was looking up at the big screen and watching myself eat the football, and then I rolled into the end zone, and I...
You sound like that Cleveland offensive line coach from this year, the guy with the big gut. People were dressing up as him for Halloween this year. That guy, where he'd go, and his gut would pop up and down. That guy.
In order to finish eating the football.
Stretching.
I went over and I started eating one of the cheerleaders.
No.
First, I started chomping on her arm.
No, you don't have to make crap up. His real stuff was funny enough. He was talking about stretching. You don't need no stretching. They weren't stretching when they were storming the beaches at Normandy.
That's right. I remember that. That and was awesome.
So he said they didn't stretch storming the beaches at Normandy. And then one of the players said, probably if you pulled him, he's there, coach.
Did you know World War I, World War II, all those guys that fought in that war, right? They did push-ups, jumping jacks, sit-ups, climbed the rope and ran. But none of this fancy. Right? And they won two world wars. You think they were worried when they're running across Normandy about stretching? Are you kidding me?
Huh? Pull the hammy.
Well, let me see. Give me my rubber band so I can stretch to run across that beat. You got to be kidding me.
I don't think that guy's done a jumpy jack in his life.
Oh, you got to see his gut when he does the drills where he goes, it pops up.
Oh, my
gosh. And then it's totally funny because he drives like an Aston Martin or some luxury vehicle.
That guy does?
Yes.
Get out of here.
Right? Isn't that funny?
Speaking of meatheads, look who's here. It's Mr. Kevin Ziliox. Hey, welcome back. Oh, let me turn you up there, Kevy. There you are. Welcome. Welcome, Kev.
There it is.
There you are. So late, but that's okay because you are...
just in time.
You're a very important part of this podcast, and we really missed you last week. Next headline, Rutgers University on Wednesday. That would be today. Which would be yesterday by the
Today
time you guys hear this.
That'd be tomorrow.
Hey, Steve. The magic of editing, you don't even need to say that.
That's true. Reversed its previous finding that a professor violated the school's discrimination and harassment policy after he said he hates white people.
Who said this?
Yeah.
Who said
this professor? He said it in a social media post. His name is James Livingston. He made national headlines in May after he complained about a restaurant in Harlem being overrun by little white Caucasian assholes.
I'm with him.
Yeah. So he wrote on Facebook.
I live in Lancaster.
He wrote on
same problem.
He wrote on Facebook. I hereby resign from my race. F these people. So anyway, he says this about white people, and he was going to be let go, and then he complained, and he got some civil rights groups.
Whites have those?
Fighting, yeah, right.
I didn't know that.
Well,
I never seen those guys on the news marching down the street with L. Sharpton.
Well, you should be allowed to say F these white people.
I have no problem with him saying that, as I would
any
other
either.
Race.
I don't either. You can say whatever you want, but it's so funny. Well, I don't need you guys know where I'm going, right? Can you imagine if he said "F these black people"?
Oh boy.
Would he still be employed at Rutgers?
No.
That's awesome.
Double standard.
Yeah.
Bob, nothing new.
Next story. Yeah.
Hey, lock her up, lock her up. That chant for Hillary?
Yes.
Can now apply to Ivanka. And honestly, they're both in the wrong. Ivanka had been using a private email server that they set up in December 2016.
Oh, well, all of a sudden you're interested in private email servers. I remember talking about this not too long ago. The emails are... Go ahead.
I don't remember talking about that.
Yeah, of course.
We all do.
If we did, go back. And I'll say she was in the wrong to have a private email server. It actually violates the Federal Public Records Act. So you're not allowed to do that. The reason they do it typically is to avoid FOIA requests.
Mm-hmm. Well, wherever they're locking her up, somebody please tell me.
What's great? No, the funky thing is her dad, you know, he ran on that lock her up. And he talked about the email at every campaign rally. And here, Ivanka is not smart enough to not do that.
Yeah,
she should just do whatever everyone else uses an encrypted app where the communication disappears right away. Just do that.
She doesn't have to be smart. Have you seen her,
Bob? Why does she have a secret server for emails?
Because
it's not like Trump had it; she had it.
She had it with Jared, and it's to protect your email. A FOIA request can't get that email, so if they don't know about it, Freedom of Information
but it wasn't
Act
Hillary.
Request.
She wasn't running for president.
So after Ivanka got
Hillary's was when she was Secretary of State.
Right.
So now
but I'm Ivanka, not arguing that Hillary didn't totally break the law and do the wrong thing.
Private citizen.
She's a member of the administration. She doesn't take a salary, but she has an office, a staff, a chief of staff. She's in the West Wing of the White House. She's a senior advisor to the president. Forget that she's related. She has that title and that job.
Right. She does now. She didn't then.
No, she used it from December 2016 to September of 2017. Until they told her, you're not allowed to do that. It's breaking the law.
You're conflating the two. Ivanka broke the law, you're saying?
She did.
Okay.
It's a minor thing. Hillary did as well. Okay. You're not allowed to do that.
Didn't a lot of people die because of Hillary?
And you don't and you don't like that either Ivanka or Hillary did this, right?
No. No.
Did you vote for Hillary?
Yes, he did.
I'm none of the above.
I haven't.
All right.
Lock her ass up.
Yes, and bring her over.
Lock ass.
That ass
lock
over.
Lock Hillary and Ivanka up together in the same cell.
Now we're talking. Bring
then
both
start
over.
A reality show. That'd be some good TV
no,
right there.
No, it's such a minor offense, but it is kind of funny that she wouldn't have the sense to not do that after, they investigated this thing for like 2 years with Hillary and talked about it at every stop. It's kind of funny that, she... And her excuse was, I didn't know that wasn't allowed or something crazy.
I use that with the cops all the time.
Yeah.
I didn't know I couldn't do that.
Ignorance of the law,
it
Kevin.
Works great.
I didn't know I couldn't have this beer in the car.
Yeah.
Okay, right. Joe, thanks.
Didn't know
so,
I could
Bob.
Go, didn't know I could go, next could go 90 in this 30.
Steve's just going to jump on anything Joe says. It's his favorite thing
he's
to
just,
do.
I didn't
just,
know you could have
angry.
This beer in the car.
He's just angry.
All right, Joe, here's a good one. Right. Ready? A Moroccan woman was arrested after cooking her boyfriend.
Yeah, I like this one.
Cooking boyfriend and serving his body with rice. She served her guests, and they didn't know that she did it until someone found a tooth in the blender.
Was his name Raul?
I don't know what his name was.
Goulash?
Can you believe that? Yeah, it's a dish that's similar to that, rice and meat, and she made it and served it to people, and then someone found a tooth in the blender. Mm. Isn't that crazy? I would have said Germany every day,
yeah.
Florida maybe,
Morocco,
but Morocco.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. They're getting crazier
never
all
know
around
what's
the
in
world.
The food. Never know.
That's
what's
what
in
happens
food.
When you get civil.
That's why I don't like eating other people's food.
When you get civilized, you do crazy things.
Yep.
That's disgusting.
That is disgusting. I don't even want to talk about that story. To be honest,
yeah.
Disgusting.
All right, we could talk about raking the forest floor.
The what? What is this stupid sound?
I don't know.
The census taker once tried to test me. I ate his liver with some fava beans.
And
a nice Chianti.
Okay. That was an awesome story. Has anybody here ever eaten a human being?
Not that I know of.
I know Joe has.
I ate your mom once.
Yep.
Whoa! There it is!
I've got one more that Joe's going to hate. There was a funny clip, I don't know if you guys saw it, of Trump going over the in the forest in California.
Okay.
I know you love talking about Trump, Joe, but he talked about forest management, and he said that the way to deal with this was to make sure the floor of the forest was taken care of and raked and swept.
Yeah, that's
yeah,
right.
That's right. Absolutely right. Yeah. What's wrong with that?
He said the president of Finland told him about it. The president of Finland replied and said, I have no idea what he's talking about. Finland gets 12 inches of rain. California in that area gets 0.02, I think, or 0.2 inches of rain.
That's why they should
big
rake.
Difference in climate. They're under snow 6 months of the year, and they don't need to. And just, it's, you know, he's blaming forest management for this disaster. And this is a massive, massive disaster.
Well, is he wrong?
You guys seen, like, the...
You have a degree in forest management, Bob? You know for a fact
I have
that
a perfect,
he's wrong?
Oh, Steve, dude. We have a perfect job for the
Steve,
caravan
you don't
coming.
Steve, don't say that.
Steve.
Let him finish talking about Forrest Gump, and let's go.
Forrest Gump.
I don't claim to. I'm just reporting the news, Steve.
Oh, but you're saying it's stupid for him to say that.
Did I?
Maybe you didn't.
I think he's implying it.
I thought he
I'm
be
certainly
implying
it.
But yeah. But maybe actually got it wrong. Maybe Bob is saying he's brilliant for, you know, bringing this up.
Yeah. Raking the forest. So he's getting totally trolled by Sweden on Twitter. All these Swedes are out in their backyard raking and using their Roombas and...
You know, that's going to be on them when we drop bombs on that damn country.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, they're so violent.
And that brings us to our new segment.
Uber stories.
No. Joe, no. Kevin, and myself are driving Uber, and every week we've got more stories to tell about people we've picked up and driven. So why don't we go ahead and volunteer a couple stories there. Kevin, you had a good story? Oh, yes, Kevin does have a good story.
He does have a good story.
Going to Batavia.
In his NB.
Yeah, he went to Batavia.
It wasn't like necessarily like Joe's story about the flesh-eating virus lady, but...
It's bath salts.
You did have...
You're talking about the...
The crack whore?
Because
you went to go pick her up, and
he was
standing at the door.
So anyway, I pick up this girl.
Give yourself some credit, Kevin.
And I didn't think it was that great.
If you can't tell the story the way you told me earlier, then I'm going to have to do it for you.
Just make it up.
Oh, okay. I really did. Okay. I picked this girl up, and she's probably 21, 22 years old. She looks a little strung out on drugs. I don't know what the hell she was on, heroin. And she's got this weird guy standing behind her as she's walking to my car, and he's giving me this weird oddball look, and I'm like, whatever, just... get in my car and let's get this shit over with. And so she gets in, she kind of smells weird, like cigarettes and baby oil or something. I have no idea. I don't know why this guy was giving me this weird look, like I was taking this woman from her or something. It was bizarre. But I don't know, she was just all strung out, and in the whole way she was like making this clicking sound home, and that was like a 30-minute ride, which really sucked. And honestly, I think my back seat now has chlamydia. I'm almost certain my rear seat has chlamydia.
It's got some kind of STD back there.
I disinfected it before I let my kids ride in the van. Now I used to have black interior. It's now like a beige. I bleached it. I bleached my leather seats.
Well, that's a great story. I really appreciate you sharing that with us, Kevin.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, you really put yourself out there. And you did a great job.
I don't get
good
it.
Job, Kevin.
Good job. Okay, so we're going to go back to the topics. We used to have a topic wheel, and then we just kind of mixed in some topics. So I'm going back to three topics that we're going to talk about that we talk about during the week, and I'm trying to remember to write them down. And one of them today was hunters, the passion of hunters. I wish Mauricio was here, but we were talking about the owner of our company, who's an avid hunter, and he gets up in the morning, or the night before, he gets his hunting clothes ready, and he washes them in a specific detergent that doesn't have a scent, and then he goes in his trail, and he strategically sets up his stand, and he gets in the stand, he doesn't move, and just goes out of his way to try to get an advantage over these deer that he's trying to track and shoot. And as far as I'm concerned, I don't think that any of the stuff that he does makes any difference in the world. Because he tells me a story today how two deer came out in the open. He fired his shotgun and missed, and the two deer just stood there looking at him. Then he got out of the tree, and he said the one deer like kind of just looked at him again and said, "Hey, man, what are you doing?" So all these hunters, what do you think? They spend all this time. Is it just part of their little world, their little culture, that they need to feel like they're somehow, some way making their hunt better?
No, I think it might help a little bit that he soaks his clothing in dough urine.
That's what Kevin does.
I mean, I don't know. I think some of this, the preparation that goes into this helps, but I also think it's very stupid.
Yeah, I don't see the joy of going in the woods at 4 o'clock in the morning, freezing your ass off, trying to shoot a deer when you could just go to the grocery store and there's all the meat right there for
you. It's so funny because I've gone hunting with them and I've been up in the tree stand with them, and I'll literally just move to, you know, adjust a shoe or sock or whatever, just itch my ass or something, and he'll don't move.
But there was the time when you broke out a like a cereal bar or a candy bar.
Yeah, whatever. So here he is. He's like, oh, yeah, you're going to learn. You're going to have to learn. You know, when you're up in the tree, you can't move and this and that. And if they even get a sense that there's somebody in the tree, they're going to go run. Well, then how come the deer out on transit with 18 wheelers driving by just stand there and look at them?
That's a good point.
What are they if they're so scared? Oh, but the deer in the woods, they're instinctive. They know that they're out there being hunted.
So you're saying this is all happenstance when they get one?
It's like the damn thing's a year old. How many experiences has he had with hunters? To know to run.
Dress up as a Ford and go.
Exactly.
Climb a tree.
Yes.
Like, no. I don't know. They might be that.
You have these certain groups of people, and they just have to act in, you know, certain ways. They have to, like cyclists, for instance, right? The people that buy those $8,000 Tour de France bikes,
road bikes.
They've got to get those tight shorts and those
the pointy
those
helmet
aerodynamic
thing.
Helmets, yep. Right? And they go out there and they're, I'm a biker now, you know.
And the guy weighs like 350 pounds.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
And then when they go by you, to the left, to the left, to the left, to the left. So we got Black Friday coming up. You guys do any Black Friday stuff?
No.
No.
No? The Black Friday fun has really worn off. You know, they used to... Well, they still do. People, for whatever reason, still get up. But there you go. It's kind of like, there you go. What a great analogy, right? You got the hunters that do all the things that they do to bag a deer, right? You got the freaking Black Friday people that go at 3 o'clock in the morning and stand outside of Walmart in a long line. Where you get the same crap on the online right then and there. True. They got to stand in line at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Actually, they go out Thursday now. They go out Thanksgiving.
Yes.
Yep.
They're changing it. Huh?
I mean, what is the point? You can get it online.
What about Cyber Monday?
Yeah. Cyber Monday?
Or was it what's the local Saturday thing?
You don't save any money. That's the
Small Business Saturday.
The big misconception.
That's
they think they're
that's
saving
national.
Money.
Yeah, it's Amex.
So, and then they get it. I guess maybe it's just kind of like hunters. It's just the adrenaline. It's the chase. It's the hunt. It's trying to get that Xbox for $80 and save $100 on it because you got up at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, it's great. You see the ones that actually get in fights in line and get in fights trying to get through the door to get a
$150
TV.
People that going to the hospital.
$210 tomorrow.
Like if you really, when you really crunch the numbers, you waited 5 hours to save $40. Is your time really that invaluable?
You could have been driving Uber. Best Thanksgiving food. Joe, we'll start with you. The best, but you just can't live without on Thanksgiving.
It's my wife's stuffing.
Ooh, hey, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about food.
Okay, we're talking about food. Do you have to be so perverted all
jeez,
the time?
What
man,
the
right
heck?
In the gutter, right
I would
in the
expect
gutter.
That from Kevin.
Thank it's, you. Wait a minute.
Met
his
wife. My wife's stuffing and my sister-in-law's broccoli casserole.
Dude, you double dipper.
That's right.
That sounds good. That
double dipper.
Double dipper.
Bob, I'd ask you, but you hate the holidays. So, Kevin, what's your favorite Thanksgiving food?
Bob's is Ritz crackers.
See, I don't like any single Thanksgiving food by itself. You got to have the turkey with the gravy and the mashed potatoes all together.
I'm with you.
Because turkey's so dry and terrible.
Yep.
Without gravy,
who's cooking your turkey?
Turkey sucks.
No, it doesn't.
Why do you think we only eat it one time a year?
I eat it. You got to cook it right, man.
That's good. That's like the McRib, man.
It sucks.
You got to deep fry. That's the best way
Joe,
to do
it. Joe, wouldn't you eat it more often? Kevin's got a very fair point there.
I would eat turkey more
if
often.
If it was good.
<Mine's>, it was good.
Hey, I don't know. Come to my house and have turkey. You'll
deep
love it.
Deep fried turkey? Okay. Come on.
Deep fried turkey is the best.
You might as well go to Boston Market and get your holiday food if you're going
to
deep fry.
You go to Arby's, get a deep fried turkey.
Kevin, I have to back Joe up on that one. We deep fry the turkey as well. No, you're gonna do it.
Too.
You know why?
It's not that. It's still not that great.
It's fine. It doesn't take room in the oven. Number one, and it only takes 45 minutes instead of however many hours.
Peanut oil?
No, that's what we do, too. Yeah, but, I mean, it's okay. It's not great, though.
Oh, I agree with that.
I'll take a rotisserie chicken from Wegmans.
You guys aren't cooking it right, then. You're not cooking it right. I don't know what the hell
you're
doing.
No, it's not good. It's freaking turkey. It's dry.
It sucks to be you guys, then.
Well, this is
crappy
a great
flavor. You got to put gravy all over it, mashed potatoes on top of it, and you just barely get through the day. And you're like, thank God we only do this once a year.
We're going to have the leftover turkey challenge. We're going to see if Joe can eat it without drinking some water or having a little
I don't know. I don't want to eat your turkey. Your turkey sounds like ass.
You can bring it in.
I don't eat. My turkey's delicious.
All right.
I like the – my mom makes an assorted platter.
Oh, I know she does. It's great.
Absolutely happy with you.
It doesn't
work. I like the assorted platter. My favorite is the celery with the cream cheese and
like the ants
blue
in the log.
Cheese combined together.
I don't even know what that is.
It's ants. I have no idea what you're talking about.
It's so funny. Whenever
I know what it is.
Whenever Joe tries to make a funny and I look back at him, he has this little head wobble. Like, I did it. I said it. What do you think?
A head wobble.
Yeah, it's like you look like a wee wobble. Or Steve. one of those things the baseball head
the bobblehead
there you go the
Steve
bobblehead.
This is a podcast
it's a podcast. I'm not wobbling anything.
I don't
wobble my fist in your face.
You're gonna have to take a video of
Joe. No, the way I just being descriptive, being able to create the imagery in somebody's mind.
You're trying to stimulate people's imaginations.
Okay. You're right. Yep.
Yeah.
Can we describe you, Steve?
Go ahead. There's that head wobble again. Look at serious. Watch the head wobble.
So what are you talking about? I'm shaking my leg.
And the leg. Yep. That might be what makes your head wobble.
Maybe, Steve. Maybe.
Your leg starts to shake. And your head wobbles. Now you're turning red.
Uh-huh. Isn't it trivia time?
Yeah, it's trivia time.
You're dead.
Okay, it's time for trivia. What we're going to do is we are going to call Bob's friend Scott, and he's going to be our first guest contestant on the Idiots Trivia Contest. So let's give him a call here.
It's Scott.
Hello, Scott. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Well, I'm fine, but the question is, how are you?
It's good stuff,
I'm
right?
I'm average. Since you asked the second time, I'm just average.
We have got...
Can you turn the music?
Yeah, I'm turning it down now, Bob. Thanks, Bob. Knowing Bob longer than I have, does Bob, get on you about every little thing that you do wrong and, correct you immediately before you have a chance to correct yourself? Does he do that a lot?
Never not one time since I've known him.
Okay, good. All right. You are our first contestant on the Idiots Trivia Contest. And are you ready for that, first of all? Second of all, do you really want to do it? Is Kevin not going to be in this? Did he just leave?
He took a call and walked out. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I think it was a fake call.
All right, we're going to have him go last. So if he makes it back in time, he can participate. So the first one to 5 points is the winner. And Scott, believe it or not, if you win, you get a $50 gift certificate to Target or something. I don't know. We'll come up with some story.
We're spending Steve's Uber money.
Yeah. Okay, so this is what we're going to do. Scott, you're the guest, so you're going to go first. And the first one to get 5 questions right is the winner. These are very tough questions, so let's hope that you can answer at least one or two before the end of the show.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Scott, your first question. What sweet food made by bees using nectar from flowers?
Oh my God.
What sweet food is made by bees?
I would like to go with honey.
You got it right, Scott. You are winning 1-0. And just so everybody knows, I had to take a trivia contest from a kid's website so I didn't get yelled at again.
Steve, keep in mind if Scott wins, you're sending them $50.
I think we should just blow it and let Scott win.
Okay. He's already got a leg up. He went first. He'll get to 5 first with these questions.
Yep.
All right. So it's 1-0, Scott. Bob, you're second.
All right.
Name the school that Harry Potter attended.
Hogwarts.
Yeah.
See,
these are hard.
I wouldn't have known that one.
That's really sad. That's really sad that you
don't
know
care
that, Bob.
That's sad really that I know sad that. Please. Yes. I've got a 16-year-old.
Okay, Joe, you're up. Which country is home to the kangaroo?
Really? Australia.
Very good. All right. 1-1. back to you, Scott. Which country sent an armada to attack Britain in 1588?
No searching.
Yeah, that's true. I'm going to have to put you on a timer here.
An armada. France, I don't know.
It is not France, it is Spain. Okay. Bob, to you.
Yes.
St. Patrick is the patron saint of which country?
Ireland?
You got it right.
That seemed too easy.
It was easy. Okay.
Do you guys know Armada?
What? I knew Armada, yeah.
Knew
Spanish Armada?
Spain.
All right, Joe, you're up.
Yes.
From what tree do acorns come from?
Acorns.
Yeah, they're like little nuts that squirrels eat.
That is a little harder than I'd expect.
I'll trade you Armada for this one.
Can I phone a friend? I don't know.
We don't have acorn? That technology just yet.
An acorn tree? I have no idea.
Wow. Jeez, you could have guessed a real thing, Joe.
Yeah.
I'm sure Bob knows. Bob?
No, I don't know. I don't know. I would guess oak. Oh. Yeah.
That would be oak tree.
Yeah, oak tree.
Okay. So we got one, two, one.
I get a half. If you guess the other ones, they didn't get it. You get a half.
Okay, Scott. What is the top color, the top seeded color in a rainbow?
Red.
You got it right. Two to one.
Roy G. Biv.
Very good.
Roy G. Biv.
Okay, Bob, in the nursery rhyme, who sat on a wall before having a great fall?
Oh, my gosh.
Humpty Dumpty.
Very good. Very good, Bob.
I'll go blank on the next ones so that
just play he has the to game pay, right. Okay, three for you, Bob. Joe, you need to make a comeback. Which big country is closest to New Zealand?
Australia.
There have been two.
That's right, in Australia, twice now. Very good. Okay, Joe, you got two. Scott, back to you with two. Where in Scotland is there supposedly a lake monster called Nessie?
Loch Ness.
Very good. Very good. Three to two, correct? Yes. This is the top of the fourth inning or something. Okay, Bob, what is the name of the policeman in the preschool children television series Ballamory?
What?
What?
That's
next.
Wait.
What is the name of the policeman in the preschool children's television series Ballamory?
I know this is wrong, but
no,
I'll guess Officer.
He's typing. I hear typing.
Yeah, I'll guess Officer Buckle. But
you were actually really close. It's PC Plum. Okay,
That's really close.
Joe.
It was a joke, Joe.
Who created the children's book character Tracy Beaker? See, Scott, this is where they start. This is where they start getting pissed off at me because they can't answer it.
I've never even heard Jacqueline Wilson. Oh, what are you looking at me like that for, Steve? Huh? Is my head bobbling?
He got it right.
I'm guessing I know.
Shut
why.
Up, Bob.
Okay, so Joe got that wrong because he's cheating again.
Yeah.
Scott, let me tell you a quick story. We had this elaborate prank set up for the girls over at the other office, and Joe called the girls and warned them ahead of time.
No, I called one of the girls.
It was like
done.
It was a production. Steve had to bring all
Joe,
his camera
warning
equipment.
One girl he had to drive is like an hour warning each all way. Of them in the office.
I love
you don't know that already.
I love to rain in his parade.
That was awesome.
Steve had a three-camera setup. None of them would fall for it because Joe called to be a nice guy.
Joe called and because he wanted to be the knight in shining armor to warn the girls about the helmet.
No, I'm married. The funny thing is I
figured Italian,
everybody would have known because everybody that was pranked was there.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, Scott.
Steve, a good thing Steve's not mad a month later.
You're up, Scott. What's the score here?
Scott's got to be up like four. To something.
You got how many, Scott?
I'm up to five, aren't I?
No.
No, I think I'm Bob and I are tied at
three
after the fourth round.
That's right. Okay, so your question is how many colors are there in the rainbow?
What?
Joe got two Australias, Scott
got
two rainbow questions.
It's awfully fishy there.
Seven.
He already knows, Roy.
That's right. Okay, he's got four.
Come on.
Bob, you got three, so you need this for sure. You got to hope that Scott gets the next one wrong.
Did I get one wrong?
Okay, which river flows through London?
the Thames.
You got it, Bob. Good job. Okay, you got four. Joe, I'm just going to skip you. Scott, you ready? What is the name of the bear in the Jungle Book?
I don't know. It's just on the tip of my tongue, though. Okay. I can sing the song, The Bear Necessities, if that would count.
You know what? I'm going to go ahead and say yes.
I don't know.
Go.
Would love to hear that, Scott. All right.
It's the so bear you're... necessities, the simple bear necessities.
There we go.
Bob, you're in trouble.
OMG. Okay, Bob, you can win this whole thing right here if you get this right. Name the most famous nurse of Victorian times who improved care for wounded soldiers.
That's not fair.
This is very easy, Bob.
I'm drawing a total blank
here.
Oh,
come on.
How is this easy?
How do you not know this? You don't know it? You give up?
Yeah, I'll give up.
Florence Nightingale.
All right.
Okay.
I guess Scott's going to beat me to five.
This is it. You can win it.
How come I don't get to play?
Because you're a jag-off. All right, Joe.
I see how it is.
All right, Joe. What is... This is Joe. You're back.
Nope. I don't want to play.
Okay, Scott. Nope. What is the name of the toy cowboy in Toy Story?
I'll go with Woody.
You got it, Scott.
You won.
Oh, that's awesome.
Thank you. I would like to donate my winnings to the favorite charity of the Idiot Podcast.
Or we'll take it. Good.
We will. Not you, Steve.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Steve.
Oh, shoot.
Oh, man.
The Krentz
Fund. I'm glad I could contribute.
Yeah, so you are actually the very first Idiots Podcast Trivia Contest winner. So congratulations and thanks for joining
us. That's a mouthful.
It sure is. If you say that around here, you're going to get a lot of jokes.
If Kevin was in here, we'd have
Kevin
a
was in here.
He got a phone call and left. So.
All right, brother man. Thanks so much.
What? Do I get a victory speech or anything like that?
Yeah, go for it. Victory speech.
I'm good.
Take it. Go.
I'd like to thank my kids, my wife for this moment, Bob for introducing me to you guys. I'm very pleased to have won, and I hope I can win again sometime.
Thanks, Scott. The trophy's in the mail.
That was very moving.
Very good, Scott. Take care. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Oh, I like your friend Scott there, Bob. He's a good guy.
He's good.
He's a good guy. Latched on to somebody good there, and I think that's one reason why you're such a good guy, because he rubbed off on you.
That's it. Yeah.
So good deal. That was our first first trivia contest with a participant that was joining us on the phone. So that was kind of cool.
Like this,
so I am happy to say that we have reached the end. Joe, that means that you are today's biggest idiot of our 18th episode. What do you guys think?
Good job, Steve.
You liked it?
We're going to get taken down by Disney now, but okay.
So that's it for the 18th Idiots Podcast. If you want to take us idiots on in the trivia contest, remember you can email us at contact@idiotspod.com. Be sure to check out our website also at idiotspod.com. Bob works really hard on that website, so make it worth it for him to keep doing that. Good job on that, Bob.
Thank you, Bob.
And until next time, remember, when it comes to the Thanksgiving wishbone of life, it doesn't matter if you pull first, pull last, don't pull at all, because it's a stupid tradition started by stupid people!
Necessities, the simple bare necessities. Forget about your worries and your strife. I mean the bare necessities. That's why a bear can rest at ease.